drive. Cloudy, cloudy skies, but it looked like this weekend the temperature's going to rise up a little bit. It's going to get a little warmer. And there's a big event that's going to take place on this upcoming Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Sabathany Community Center. And on the phone line, I got the president himself, Mr. Scott Redd. I'd like to say good afternoon to you. How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling good, and I'm talking to you, brother. Always feeling good when I'm hollering at you.
No doubt, no doubt. For the listening audience, there's a big celebration that's going to take place this Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. at Sabathany Community Center, which is located at 310 East 38th Street. And for some that's been living here for quite some time, they would say on 38th and 3rd. And for the listening audience, what's taking place? What's going down? Because y'all are doing a lot of tremendous things when it comes to energy, when it comes to community, when it comes to serving and doing it all. So what's taking place? What's going down?
Well, you know, Sabathia is known as the heart of South Minneapolis. And one of the things that we want to make sure that we happen is that we're bringing folks careers and opportunities to good paying jobs. So we're having our Sabathany Energy Day that we're partnering with Excel Energy to bring a career resource fair and a community celebration to our community. We want to bring those good-paying jobs to our community.
And one of the things that's going to take place out there is they got a little thing called a little tiny house that's going to be featured out there. But even beyond that, there's job opportunities that will take place, and it's going to be all in the parking lot over there at Sabathany Community Center, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, so we'll have everything from a complimentary meal for the first 50 folks to register, Android tablet giveaway, and we'll raffle those off, five tablets every hour starting at like 11:30, and then we'll give a Visa gift card giveaway, raffling that off for $25 Visa gift cards, and then also, because we believe in being green, we're going to raffle our giveaway LED light bulb kit giveaway as well.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, when for this particular event, who's all invited? Because a lot of times that word community gets put in place in front of things, but then some people get there and it's like, oh, no, well, you can't A, B, C, or D. Who's all invited to be there? What's going down?
You know, everybody, man, our mission is to provide people of all ages and cultures with essential resources, inspire them to improve their lives, and to build a thriving community. So that's everybody, man. We don't turn nobody away.
And one of the things that I love about Sabathany Community Center, not only, you know, when it comes to jobs and opportunities, but you also do a great job with the seniors over there as well. And I know, like, on Wednesdays and I believe on Thursdays or Wednesdays and Fridays, but they get into some of the older ones that, you know, got a little more reserved. Now they got into dominoes and spades and cards and that kind of thing, and they talk a little reckless because they talk to me all the time. But I want to say hats off to you for even looking out for the seniors, because y'all got a lot of programming over there for them as well.
You know that, yeah, that's Tuesdays and Fridays. But you know, our seniors paved our way, man. They made Sabathany, and they made this community what it is today. And without them, you know, it wouldn't be no Sabathany. So we stand on the shoulders of giants, man, and many of those giants are still with us, and it's our way of making sure that we take care of them and that we honor the great work and they've done and that they're currently doing. And they do talk stuff.
they talk reckless for real. But it's a good reckless. There's a difference. There's a great difference. But then also a little closer and more to yourself, give the listening audience a little bit about you and who you are, because since you've been over that way, I've seen some great strides when it comes to progress, when it comes to Sabathany Community Center. So what are your projections? What are your ideals or concepts? Just give them just a little bit of insight and also a little bit about yourself as well.
Sure. You know, so, you know, I've been in Minnesota since 87. I came here as a student athlete. I was a player of football at the University of Minnesota, and I fell in love with this community, man. This is just our community is a great community, especially our black community. I mean, the way we pull together and get things done, we're a resilient community. So the vision, I don't necessarily say it's my vision. I think it's, you know, the board, our community, it's their vision. And our vision is to build back better and beyond. Now, Sabathany had a lot of great things going on in the past. And we you know, after COVID and the murder of George Floyd, some of the things fell off. It was the board's made it my responsibility to make sure that we build stronger programs and to make sure that we do with the community and not to the community. So everything we do, you know, even with our strategic plan that we're just now getting ready to complete, is done with the community. And I just want to see us thrive. I want to see us win. I want to see this strong black community become stronger, move us from being good to great. And the way of doing that is by listening to these folks in our community, listening to the folks in our community. You know, we don't see, we at Sabathia, we got four great assets. This 188,000 square foot building is sitting on 5 acres of land. You know, there's not too many black organizations that can say they got 5 acres of land, two city blocks that we own. So it's our building, it's our community, the folks in our community that we serve and that we partner with. It's our great partners that believe in us, like Hennepin County and the city of Minneapolis, that provides the resources and the dollars to help us have strong impact in South Minneapolis and throughout this region. And then our fourth asset would be our staff. We got a great group of staff that believe in this community. Many of them are second generation Sabathianites, you know, that just love this community and believe in this community and believe in this mission and live, breathe, and sleep Sabathia.
No doubt. And there's a lot of strength in the South Side, you know, and I also have to say North Side, St. Paul, and surrounding areas, because there's a lot of us that are really around here that have grown up here or have been a part of around the Twin Cities that do a lot of great work. And a lot of times, you know, they don't get mentioned or sometimes people never notice or they notice but don't say. So I want to say hats off to you and your staff and volunteers and everybody you got over that way. And me personally, I am looking forward to being your musical host on this upcoming Saturday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And we about to get the flavor in. We're going to do some line dancing, all of that. So that's just for the record.
No, I'm excited about it. And what more so I'm excited about is that, you know, and I want this to be a big day. I mean, so often these great-paying jobs, and when I say great-paying jobs, I mean great-paying jobs. And folks out there that's listening, you know, we got folks at Excel, right, there's line workers that's starting off, you know, 19 years old, making $71,000 to $80,000 a year. They can't find enough folks, though. The average line worker is making $120,000 a year because they work overtime because they don't have enough folks to do that. Now, those jobs need to be in this black community. They need to be right here because that's how you change the narrative. That's how you change lives, and that's how you build wealth. Our partners at Union Pacific, they starting off about $75,000 and with a $40,000 signing bonus. And I know because one of my partners that I played football with, son, you know, came up here at 19 and you know, I've been working with them for a year. And he's, you know, he showed me his paycheck and then showed me his taxes, made $110,000 in 1 year. And he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of jobs to build wealth, man. We got to catch up in Minnesota. Minnesota, you know, I call it Mississippi with snow because we have some of the largest disparities in the nation. Only 24% of black folks in the state of Minnesota own their own home, right? So this is one way that we build wealth by owning your own home, by having, you know, livable wages, you know, that can help folks, you know, to not just survive but to thrive. And that's what we're trying to do here at Sabathia.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, my man, Mr. Scott Redd, I want to say thank you very much for the time and opportunity to get to talk to you. And every time I get to see you, it's always a double blessing. All right?
Man, you know how I feel about you. I love you, bro. And I appreciate all you do for the community, man.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, my man, Mr. Scott Redd, and you want to get over to Sabathia Community Center. That's going to take place on Saturday, this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., and we'll be out in the parking lot, and it's going to be festive all day. And I'm talking about it, letting you know it's a job fair, it's a community festival. It's anybody and everybody that wants to have a good time, but also lock into those jobs and those opportunities. It's all about the energy of today and today's time. And he said to build back better beyond. Hey, them is four B's right there. There's somebody's about to get stung and get that opportunity. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ, no doubt about it. It's the People's Station.
This hour of programming on KMOJ is supported in part by the following...